What if the most profound revolution in psychology wasn't about analyzing the past or conditioning behavior, but simply creating a space where people could become fully themselves? Carl Rogers didn't set out to create a psychological revolution when he began working with troubled youth, yet his radical belief that people inherently know what they need for growth transformed therapy, education, and our understanding of human relationships. His influence extends from Oprah Winfrey's interviewing approach to fields as diverse as nursing, business leadership, and conflict resolution. Despite initial resistance, Rogers' core principles, the primacy of the therapeutic relationship, authenticity, non-judgmental acceptance, and empathic understanding, have become so integrated into modern psychology that we barely notice their revolutionary nature. Rogers' worldview transformed dramatically from his fundamentalist upbringing. Raised in a home that viewed outsiders with suspicion, other persons behave in dubious ways which we do not approve in our family, he grew up completely isolated throughout elementary school, forming no friendships outside his family. College provided his first escape from isolation when he joined a YMCA group and discovered friendship. More importantly, he began courting Helen, his future wife, developing his first genuinely caring relationship. They learned that sharing the secretly troubling aspects of their relationship, though frightening, proved most rewarding. The turning point in Roger's professional development came with a mother who brought her misbehaving son to his clinic. Despite gentle interviews yielding no progress, as she was leaving their final session, she unexpectedly asked about adult counseling. When she returned and revealed entirely different marital difficulties, Roger simply listened. Not only did her marriage improve, but her son's behavior problems vanished, teaching Rogers the power of following the client rather than imposing his diagnosis. Have you ever felt profound relief when someone truly understands you? This experience anchors Rogers' approach. Deep listening, perceiving not just words, but thoughts, feeling tones, and unconscious messages, creates powerful human connections. This isn't passive listening, but actively entering another's world. Consider a teenage boy whose casual comment about wanting to keep on living revealed hidden suicidal thoughts, or detecting despair beneath a friend's distressed tone during a call. People respond with gratitude when heard, their eyes moistening as if saying, "Thank God somebody heard me." It's like answering a prisoner's tapped messages, releasing them from isolation. One executive gradually shed his impenetrable facade through being truly heard. Empathy, as Rogers defined it, means temporarily living in another's life without judgment, not merely reflecting feelings or repeating words. Research confirms empathy's importance. Therapists rank it highest across orientations. It correlates with client progress and can be learned through training. An empathetic climate dissolves alienation, connecting people to humanity when their strange feelings are understood. It communicates value, and its non-judgmental quality allows people to feel less abnormal, increasing self-acceptance. Have you ever noticed how plants grow around obstacles, reaching for light despite barriers? Rogers called this the actualizing tendency, a natural movement toward more complex development operating in all living things from cells to humans. Even in adverse conditions, like basement potatoes growing pale sprouts toward distant light, organisms strive to become their fullest selves. Rogers points to Hans Dreyer's sea urchin experiments, where separated cells each developed into complete organisms, similar to therapy where the right conditions allow a person's inherent growth tendency to emerge. While science often focuses on entropy, the tendency toward deterioration, Rogers highlights the equally observable formative tendency toward increased order and complexity. Every form emerged from simpler ones through this constructive force. Galaxies forming from particle storms, complex molecules forming in our sun, amino acids emerging from simple atmospheric elements. Consciousness plays a small but crucial role in this process, a tiny peak of awareness topping a vast pyramid of non-conscious organic malfunctioning. Through greater self-awareness, humans can make choices more aligned with this evolutionary flow. Rogers discovered that temporary communities could develop remarkable characteristics: transparent interpersonal communication, deep unity among members, and a collective harmonious psyche transcending individual differences. The development process follows a challenging path. Initial sessions typically display chaos. Participants react with skepticism to the lack of structure, express distrust toward facilitators, and deliver monologues rather than dialogue. However, as facilitative attitudes develop, participants begin practicing deep listening and creating a collaborative atmosphere. A crucial transformation occurs in participants' value systems. The influence of external authority-based values diminishes significantly. In their place, experientially based values emerge. People question long-held beliefs while increasingly trusting their direct experience of what proves meaningful. Rogers came to recognize the spiritual dimension of these communities, terminology that would have made him uncomfortable earlier in his career. Groups frequently exhibited collective wisdom, apparent telepathic understanding, and connection to something greater. One participant described this as the oneness of spirit in the community, where people breathed together, felt together, even spoke for one another. Why do some students sneak into school when suspended just to attend certain classes? Rogers challenged education's artificial division, permitting the mind while banishing feelings. True learning unites intellectual understanding with emotional response. American education has limited itself to education from the neck up, producing students who recite facts but struggle to find meaning. As McLeish noted, we do not feel our knowledge. Knowledge without feeling is not knowledge and leads only to public irresponsibility. Rogers identified three attitudinal conditions for whole person learning: genuineness, teachers being authentically present; acceptance, non-possessive caring that respects learners as imperfect humans with potential; and empathetic understanding, seeing learning through students' eyes. Research consistently validates these principles. Dr. David Aspie's studies show these interpersonal conditions correlate with improved reading achievement, higher grades, enhanced cognitive growth, increased creativity, more student-initiated discussion, and deeper classroom trust. Additional studies found better attendance, fewer disciplinary problems, and higher critical thinking. The evidence is clear. Being personal and human in the classroom leads to more significant learning, not just academically, but in self-confidence, creativity, and interpersonal skills. We stand at a transformational crossroads, like the Chinese character representing both crisis and opportunity. Technology has freed us from environmental and biological constraints, allowing us to create our future rather than have it imposed upon us. Those who will thrive possess distinct traits: openness to experience, authenticity, healthy skepticism toward controlling technology, desire for wholeness, new forms of intimacy, embracing change, non-judgmental caring, ecological mindedness, resistance to rigid institutions, trust in inner authority, and yearning for spiritual meaning. These emerging persons face opposition from governments suppressing diversity, tradition-bound institutions, social engineers, and defenders of the status quo. Yet Rogers remained optimistic. Unless we destroy ourselves, this transformation will create a more human world that values individuality, respects nature, employs enhancing technology, and unleashes creativity. By developing empathetic understanding, authentic self-expression, and trust in our growth drive, we can become these people of tomorrow, thriving in a world of unprecedented possibility.